This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Tens of thousands of people in Afghanistan are waiting nervously on Saturday to see whether the United States will deliver on U.S. President Joe Biden's new pledge to evacuate all Americans and all Afghans who aided the war effort. Meanwhile, the Taliban leader arrived in Kabul for talks with the group's leadership on forming a new government. Time is running out ahead of Biden's August 31st deadline to withdraw most remaining U.S. troops, and the president on Friday night did not commit to extending it. He faces growing criticism amid occasional violence outside the airport, and as vulnerable Afghans who fear the Taliban's retaliation send desperate pleas not to be left behind. Tens of thousands of Afghan translators and others and their close family members seek evacuation after the Taliban's shocking swift takeover of Afghanistan in a little over a week's time. Tensions in Haiti are rising on Saturday, 1 week after a devastating earthquake that killed more than 2,000 people, as scant aid has arrived in the remote regions of the impoverished Caribbean nation that were hardest hit. Many Haitians whose homes and livelihoods were destroyed by the magnitude 7.2 quake that struck last Saturday morning, and many say they're unsure how to even start rebuilding. The official death toll from the earthquake stands at 2,189 people, with an estimated 332 people still missing. But residents in towns across the southern rural countryside are still digging for bodies believed to lie underneath the rubble. Tens of thousands of homes are in ruins, leaving many families with no option but to sleep outside despite torrential downpours at night. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Australian police arrested hundreds of anti-lockdown protesters in Melbourne and Sydney on Saturday, and seven officers were hospitalized as a result of clashes, as the country saw its highest ever single-day rise in COVID-19 cases. Mounted police used pepper spray in Melbourne to break up crowds of more than 4,000 surging towards police lines, while smaller groups of protesters were prevented from gathering in Sydney by a large contingent of riot police. Sydney, Australia's biggest city of more than 5 million people, has been in a strict lockdown for more than 2 months, failing to contain an outbreak that has spread across internal borders and as far as neighboring New Zealand. Iran's ultra-conservative president Ibrahim Raisi said Saturday his government will prioritize tackling COVID and accelerating vaccinations ahead of an economic revival, as he defended his cabinet choices before parliament. Raisi said, quote, "The government's first priority is controlling the coronavirus, improving the health situation, and widespread vaccination." Since late June, Iran has seen what officials have called a fifth wave of COVID-19 infections, the country's worst yet, which they have largely blamed on the more contagious Delta variant of the virus. Iran's battling the Middle East's deadliest COVID outbreak and launched a vaccination drive in February, but it's progressed slower than authorities had hoped. Choked by U.S. sanctions that have made it difficult to transfer money abroad, Iran says it has struggled to import vaccines. Vietnam's plan to prohibit residents of Ho Chi Minh City from leaving their homes beginning Monday has triggered panic buying in the epicenter of the worst coronavirus outbreak. The official Vietnam news agency said Saturday the scramble for purchases is hurting efforts in the nation's largest city to contain the spiraling COVID-19 outbreak. Witnesses and state media say long lines of people were seen outside markets and shelves at supermarkets in Ho Chi Minh City were emptying. Vietnam said on Friday it would deploy troops in the city to enforce the lockdown and deliver food supplies to citizens as the city turns to drastic measures to slow a troubling rate of coronavirus deaths. And vandals have stolen a cross from outside a church in northern Israel where Christians believe Jesus performed the miracle of the loaves and fishes, a church official said Saturday. Thieves on Thursday pried the iron cross out of the rock altar. It shows that people can invade and desecrate the property, he told AFP. The Israeli police say they have launched an investigation. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.